be here. And I thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he has been able to use me now, I would say, for the past 35 years or so. And what Bob was saying, that many Christians just fall by the wayside. And I reflected upon that because I think I've been very consistent. And it's only through the power of Christ's Spirit that I'm able to. And I did not fall by the wayside. I've seen ministers as well fallen by the wayside. So I give all hallelujah and all praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I'm able to be his minister, your minister, and to preach his holy words. And I say amen to that. I also thank him for this day. The weather is getting beautiful. It's nice. And today is St. Patrick's Day. I want to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. And I applaud Jennifer for her beautiful scarf and green that she's wearing. May you all enjoy this day and be blessed as we remember St. Patrick, who brought Christianity to a pagan nation, Ireland. You know, he brought Christianity to that. Rome was in control, and all the people was pagan, and he brought Christianity. And, you know, he did some other things, such as, you know, chasing the snakes out and so forth. But the main thing is he brought Christianity to a pagan nation. And I thank God that that was done. The grass withered, and the flowers faded away. But God's words endures forever. We're told in Proverbs 24:16, though 7 righteous may fall, yet he or she shall rise. And the way it is said in the NIV is, the godly, I'm looking for the NIV translation, for though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. So the righteous, we're prone to fall. We are prone to fall, but thanks be to Jesus Christ that we can get up and rise again and be restored. And Jesus says to us, we who are heavily laden and are burdensome, he says, he invites us, he says, come unto me and I will give you rest, for his burden is light. And as we can see, the scriptural reading, today's gospel message is from Matthew 11:28 through 30. 3 verses, well known, but very profound, extremely profound, and it reads, come to me, all who labor and are heavenly laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. The main thing there is learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I completely forgot to welcome the Seriels after their long leave and blessed vacation in the Philippines. So I just want to do that. I completely forgot. Welcome you, and I've seen all your pictures and posting on Facebook, and they're just wonderful. And you're blessed that God could send you to the Philippines to have such a wonderful vacation. The songs that were being sung today were extremely wonderful, and I felt extremely blessed. And in, I think, the second song, where it says, let the king of my heart be the fire in my veins. And I think that was so beautiful. The fire is in my veins. The fire represent the Holy Spirit who resides in us. Let the king of my heart be the fire in my veins. And we as Christians, we're prone to stumble. And this verse will show us what we ought to do to be restored back and to show us the way to salvation and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We as Christians don't think that we're not prone to fall. As Bob said, he has seen many fallen by the wayside. And I have seen that, but I said to myself, thank God, keep me, just keep me. You know, just keep me to do your work. And I'm also blessed to see Brother Serio teaching Bible study. I knew him from when he was ear high at the Hillside Church, and now he's teaching and preaching. That is a tremendous blessing. God bless you for that, and continue to do that, and you will be one of our great leaders and preachers. May God continue to bless you and bless your family as well. Our scriptural reading, which I read before, is from Matthew, and I will read it again. Matthew 11, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it reads, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Think about that. Labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. Important. Learn. Not only are we to praise God and worship him, but we are to learn from him and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And as I was reading this, what flashed in my mind is yoke. And also what's flashed in my mind relates to the Philippines. And I know we have some Filipinos here, so they can relate to this. In the Philippines, they have a water buffalo or caribou. Am I correct? And these are beasts of burden. And they have a yoke that is placed around their neck to hold them together. So two is better than one, and two is stronger than one, and to do a workload. So I think people here who is familiar with caribous or water oxen, you know, that does work, can relate to when Jesus says to be yoked with him. What does it mean to be yoked with him? As I was reading this passage, I was saying to myself, what a privilege we have in Christ to be yoked with him, to be joined with him. I mean, it's a tremendous pleasure. Think about it. Being yoked with Jesus and to have him teach you and to have him to be by your side and to be with you in all your trials. Isn't that tremendous? Think about it. Being yoked with him. And he says to be yoked with him, and you know that his burden is light. It's just tremendous. Jesus offers us in this gospel reading rest for our souls. And don't we need rest? But as I was reading this and as I was preparing this message, I was saying to myself, most ministers that preach on this, they simply talk about the rest that we find in Jesus. And this does talk about rest. But who was Jesus addressing in this particular three verses? He was addressing the people who were being burdensome by the legalistic Pharisees and scribes under some 300 and some odd laws and religious things to be done that was so burdensome to them. And Jesus was saying that if you're being burdened some by all of this legalistic Pharisaical ways of worship and things like that, Jesus is simply saying, come on to me and I will show you a better way and you will find rest for your souls. They were being burdened. But today, does this apply to us today? Are we burdened today? Yeah, we do have burdens from our society. We're burdened with taxes. We're burdened with high prices. I mean, you think about it. We're burdened with inflation. We're burdened with so many things. And don't we need rest from Jesus? We do. So Jesus is offering in this gospel reading rest for our souls, and don't we need rest? True rest comes only from Jesus Christ. One of the greatest maladies in our life is the loss of comfort to our souls. Think about it. One of the greatest maladies in life today is loss of comfort from our souls. As a result of loss of comfort for our souls, we fall into addiction, alcoholism, you name it. So many things. So many things I could go on. But I think you can relate to those things because they're very common, and you've seen and hear a lot about it in the news about all of our youngsters dying from fentanyl today, all the drugs coming over the border. I mean, it's terrible. But we can find rest for these maladies and comfort for our souls through Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us all an invitation. He says, come. Come. In John, we're told in John 6, 35 through 37, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus is giving us an invitation. He says, come to me, the invitation. Come and have rest. Rest can only be found for your souls when you accept Jesus's invitation. Think about that. Rest can only come to your soul when you accept Jesus' invitation. The famous Saint Augustine once said, but it is only when we realize that our souls are restless that we finally accept this invitation of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? He says that when we finally realize that we are restless, that then we accept this invitation. And even so, many who realize that they are restless still refuses to accept Jesus Christ. And if anyone is here today who is restless or feel burdensome, and who doesn't know Jesus Christ, at this time, I plead with you to accept Jesus Christ, and you will find rest for your souls. He says, come. It's a wonderful invitation. This three verses is the only three verses in the entire gospel where Jesus is reveal his heart, where he says that he is lowly, meek, and gentle. Jesus is telling you about himself. You could read the entire gospel message, and in the entire gospel message,
these three verses is where Jesus reveals his true nature. He reveals his love for us. He tells us that he is gentle, meek, lowly in heart, and come. Come. I just love that invitation. Come. Come to me. And he goes on to say, come and take his yoke, for his yoke and his burdens are light. Take his yoke. In Zechariah 9:9 tells us, lowly, he is just and having salvation, and he is lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. And this Good Friday, generally, this passage is read where Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, lowly on a colt, riding on a donkey. So Zechariah is telling us that Jesus is lowly, and Jesus, he himself reveals that he himself is lowly. What happens when we come to Jesus? He says, take. We take his yoke upon us. A burden that is light. We find rest for our souls by taking up his yoke. What is that yoke, as I said before? It's a piece of wood carved with two parts to hold two caribou or water buffalo. But think about the privilege that we have to be yoked with Jesus, which means whatever we're suffering, he is there with us. He is tied with us. He is there to be a part of our burden. He is there to sustain us. He is there to encourage us. He is right. Could you imagine? He's right next to you. You're yoked with him. What a privilege to be yoked with Jesus. We as Christians, I don't even know if we think about being yoked with Christ. But we, once we accept Jesus Christ, we're yoked with him. And not only are we yoked with him, but we have his Holy Spirit within us to teach us. He is always there. We are always yoked with him. Wonderful, isn't it? Think about it. Just think about being yoked to Christ. It's marvelous. Nothing better than being yoked to Christ. And we Christians should give him all the praise, glory, and honor that the Father has sent him, that we may be yoked with him, that we can find rest and peace for our souls in this present world of tribulation. And then he goes on to say, not only are we yoked with him, but we are to learn of him or learn from him. Jesus does not just invite us to take up his yoke. He invites us to learn from him. If we are going to find rest for our souls, it will be through learning from Jesus Christ. Now, how do we learn from him? We learn from him how? Through Bible devotion, Bible study, as what Chris is doing. Very important. This is how we learn of him. We learn through the Sunday school teaching, through worship. We continue to learn from Jesus by imitating, I should say, his example. We continue to learn by spending quiet time, by going into our private tent, praying alone with God. When we pray, God's Holy Spirit is there, ever directing us, and we learn. We learn through prayer, because through prayer, we reveal to God our needs. And he answers. He answers prayer. So we learn from that. Jesus says, I come to fulfill the law, not to destroy the law. Matthew 5:17. And he was talking to the people who were being burdensome by the Pharisees and the scribes with all the religious mishaps that, I mean, they were just being so burdensome that Jesus says, forget the pharisaical teaching, but come to me and learn of me. And Jesus says, "You will." He is lowly and you will find rest for your souls. So if you are being burdened today, where can you find rest? You can find rest only and only through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. As he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth, and we can learn from him. We should take up, you know, his burden. We should yoke ourselves with him. I don't know if you know this, but we as Christians, once we accept him, we are yoked with him. But we should take into consideration that not only being yoked, but we should learn from him. To continue in this life, we need to learn. This is why we have a worship service, we have Bible study, we have devotions, we have the Metro Convention, where we'll have tremendous speakers teaching about Christ, his church, his word. It's a good time to learn of Christ. Now, what's the application or the conclusion to all of this? We need a daily reminder from Jesus to come to him and to take up his yoke and to learn from him. It's too easy to get caught up in life and forget to do this. It is easy to neglect our souls, and we don't want to neglect our souls. So, my dear brothers, sisters, remember what Jesus says. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. The key thing there is learn from me, for I am gentle. See, Jesus is revealing his heart to us. I am gentle and lowly in heart. Jesus is revealing himself. This is the only place in all the gospel where Jesus reveals his true nature to us, that he is gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And he says, don't worry, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Think about that. Being yoked with Jesus, it's not difficult. Christianity is not difficult when you're yoked with Christ. Think about it. Christianity, some people would say to me, oh, Brother Virgil, Christianity is so difficult. You have to do this. No, you don't. You don't. You know, it's not. Be Christ-like. Be Christ-like. And I would say most of your problems will be solved. I wouldn't say all of your problems will be solved, but Jesus can fix it all if you turn it over to him. But many of us, we don't have that strong faith. We fall by the wayside, as Bob says, you know, and we don't want this to happen to you. So just remember this passage. Three simple verse, but very profound. May God bless you all with this message. Amen.